the Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Valley.
My time is your time. Your time is my time. Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley and Company. As you may have heard recently, this program is moving out to Hollywood within a few weeks. In the meantime, most of Hollywood seems to be moving to New York. Tonight, for example, we have with us three of the most celebrated figures in the Hollywood parade. They are Miss Miriam Hopkins, Mr. Gary Cooper, and Mr. Ernst Lubitsch. Miss Hopkins and Mr. Cooper will be heard in a scene from the picture version of Design for Living, which opened here in New York last night. Mr. Lubitsch will be interviewed by Miss Adela Rogers St. John, whose stories of the stars you have read in Liberty, Cosmopolitan, and leading fan magazines. In addition, among those present are... Here, boy.
Coming.
Come here, boy.
Hey, you ain't Lubitsch. I got a message for Lubitsch.
You'll find Mr. Lubitsch over in dressing room number 3 on the right.
Thanks. Say, haven't I seen you somewhere before? Are you in the pictures?
Not yet. I'm Rudy Valley.
No, never heard of you.
What?
Sorry, mister. I'm new around here. Just come on from Hollywood. Call for Mr. Lubitsch.
Believing it was going to be featured in the new Ziegfeld Follies, the publishers restricted My Last Year's Girl, which is the main reason you haven't heard it in some time. But now it is free to be played. Nearly everyone has sung the story of it at one time or another. There goes my last year's girl on the arm of the guy in gray. Oh, I hope that he won't get gay with my last year's girl, my last year's thrill. I can feel her caresses still. Oh, and I still have to pay the bill for my last year's thrill. I never knew what no meant when I was her big moment. The situation makes me mighty blue. There goes my last year's girl with a cute little snoot held high. Oh, I envy the lucky guy with my last year's girl. There goes my last year's girl on the arm of the guy in blue. Oh, I hope that he soon gets through with my last year's girl, my last year's throb, hanging out with a brand new mob. Oh, and who's got the head man's job with my last year's throb? She must have found a new love to take the place of true love. Why did I ever let her get away? There goes my last year's girl with the skin that I love to touch. Oh, I guess that I cared too much for my last year's girl. Our first act is not from California. Cecilline and Cleo Mayfield have absolutely nothing to do with Hollywood. They have appeared on the legitimate stage in New York for many years in many musical shows. From Blue Paradise through No No Nanette to Of Thee I Sing. It is a pleasure
Pardon me, Rudy. Pardon me just a moment. Miss Mayfield has asked if you won't say hello for her to the folks in her hometown.
Glad to, Jimmy. What is her hometown?
Los Angeles.
Hello, 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 if it isn't little Cleo from the country.
Why, Cecil, of all people, I haven't seen you for years. How are you?
Fine, and what are you doing here in New York?
Oh, as little as possible for the most money.
Tell me, how did you come? By bus?
No, I came by plane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you flew. Did you get very sick?
No, just plain sick.
Oh, I
had to see a doctor as soon as I landed.
Well, did he do anything for you?
Yes, he gave me 12 pills and told me to take 3 a day, but I took them all at once.
Heavens, you took them all at once?
Uh-huh. Now I won't have to take any for 4 days.
Well, I hope they do you some good. You don't look very well. Have you eaten lately?
Yes, I ate a big dinner and I nearly got arrested for it.
Well, how did that happen?
I saw a sign in a restaurant that said self-service, so I just went in and helped myself and walked down.
Well, you're lucky. That's all I can say.
Then later, I nearly got arrested again.
What for?
Just for going to sleep in the bed.
Well, where was the bed?
In a furniture store window.
Oh. Now, why on earth did you go in there to sleep?
Because there was a sign in the window that said, try our bed, so I did.
Well, Cleo, haven't you got a bed of your own?
No, but I'm going to buy one today at the 15-cent store.
15-cent store? You must mean the 5 and 10.
Well, 5 and 10 makes 15, doesn't it?
Yes, you're right. But I didn't know they were selling beds.
Yes, they sell them spring by spring. 10 cents a spring and nothing for the fall.
You always have an answer for everything, Cleo. You've got a great future if you live long enough.
Thanks, but tell me, Cecil, how are you making out?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm still forging ahead.
Oh, still forging, huh?
Just the same old Cleo. Now, let's change the subject. Do you know anybody in New York?
Yes, I have an uncle who works in Wall Street.
Oh, is he rich?
No, but he was once. He used to have a corner on the market.
Oh, he used to have a corner on the market.
Yes, but now he has a market on the corner.
Well, you're hopeless. From the way you talk, one would believe there was a law against thinking.
Oh, speaking of law, that reminds me. My mother-in-law was kidnapped last week.
Oh, that's awful. How terrible. It must be very hard on your family.
Yes, but it's harder on the kidnappers.
Why? What do you mean?
Why, they said if we didn't send $25,000 quick, we'd have to take my mother-in-law back.
Is that so? Well, I wonder why somebody hasn't kidnapped you.
Oh, they started to once, but I told them if they did, my father would get them sooner or later.
He'd get them sooner or later?
Yes, don't you remember? He's an undertaker.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Say, tell me more about your family. How's Aunt Sarah?
Oh, we're having a lot of fun with her now.
What? You're having a lot of fun with that nervous old lady?
Yes, she went to pieces the other day, so we're using her for jigsaw puzzles.
Well, that's too bad. How's your mother?
Better now. She had her appendix out the other day.
Hey, that's serious. Did they give her anything for it?
No, it wasn't worth anything.
Is your father well?
Pretty well, but he's got a terrible new habit. He's walking in his sleep.
Why? Why does he walk in his sleep?
So he can get his rest and exercise at the same time.
My, what a family. But you haven't told me about your brother Jim. Is he doing anything?
Oh, yes. He's got a job working under Roosevelt.
Oh, he's got a job working under the president. What does he do?
He takes care of the furnace in the White House.
Oh, well, that's fine. But tell me, have you seen any of the sights in New York?
Oh, yes. Yesterday, I went up the top of the Empire State Building to have a look at the city.
Well, that must have cost you a dollar, didn't it?
No. They only charged me 50 cents because I'm nearsighted.
My, but you get by with murder. Well, I'm awfully glad to have seen you. I've got to run on now. Are you going my way?
No. I'm going to see that movie, The Three Little Pigs. They're making their farewell appearance.
Oh, really? Where?
In Dinner at Eight. Oh. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Many of you seemed to enjoy Alice Faye's interpretation of this particular song last week or several weeks ago that we repeat it again. You're gonna lose your gal. Thank you.
gal. You don't know who's your gal. Acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal. And when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back. Once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna lose your gal. You don't know who's your gal. Now you've been acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal. You're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. Now how can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal. And when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back. Once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realize. Someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your gal.
What more can I ask than your arms around me? What more do I need? Now your lips have found me, even though we may realize we're living in a fool's paradise. What's sweeter to hear than love's old sweet story? What matter, my dear, if you're not sincere? For when the moon's above, you whisper words of love. This must be heaven. What more can I ask? I believe that it may have been possibly our introduction of it, together with the appearance in America of a very fine English recording of the tune, that finally emboldened Larry Speer to publish What More Can I Ask? Love's old sweet story. What matter, my dear, if you're not sincere? For when the moon's above, you whisper words of love. This must be heaven. What more
night, the Paramount screenplay, based on Noel Coward's comedy Designed for Living, opened in a blaze of Broadway glory. Tonight we have with us the director of the picture, Ernst Lubitsch, as well as two of the stars, Miriam Hopkins and Gary Cooper. Mr. Lubitsch came to this country from Germany in 1922. Among his outstanding successes are The Marriage Circle, The Patriot, The Love Parade, The Smiling Lieutenant, and One Hour with You. He will be interviewed tonight by Adela Rogers St. John, famous newspaper woman, magazine writer, and biographer of movie stars. The scene of the interview, Rudy Valley's offices in Steinway Hall. Time, late last Monday afternoon. Miss St. John's has just arrived.
Won't you take this chair, please, Miss St. John's? Mr. Lubitsch will be here any moment. Cigarette?
Thanks. My, you do yourself well here, don't you?
Oh, you mean the office?
Yes, it's charming.
Not too charming, I hope. It's new. You see, we just moved in. Hello? Yes. Show him in, Evelyn. It's Mr. Lubitsch. You've already met him, I suppose.
Oh, yes, often. He used to have the next bungalow to mine at Malibu Beach.
How do you do, Mr. Valley?
How are you, Mr. Lubitsch? I believe you know Miss St. John's.
Yes, of course. Hi, Adler. They tell me we both were working for Mr. Valley this week.
For Rudy and dear old Paramount. When do we begin, Rudy?
Right now, if you care to. You just go ahead and ask Mr. Lubitsch questions. My secretary, Miss Langfeld here, will take down the conversation. You can edit the result later, Miss St. John's, and then we'll be set for Thursday night.
Good. Are you ready, Miss Langfield?
Yes, Mr. Lubitsch.
All right, Adela, let's begin.
I wonder, should I call you Mr. Lubitsch? I understand we have to be very dignified on the air.
Thursday night, you call me Mr. Lubitsch. For now, you call me Ernst. Just like across the fence at Malibu Beach.
Okay, Ernst. Pardon me. Shall I take that down?
Take down everything, Evelyn.
Tell me. Oh, yes, Mr. Valley. Tell me, how's Hollywood, Ernst? How's the old town?
Just as usual. We take pictures, and then we take them over again. In other words, they takes off today as a retakes off tomorrow.
Is it the actor's fault that you have to make all these retakes?
No, not all the time. The honors of the retake are evenly divided between the actors, the director, and the technician.
How long did it take you to make Design for a Living?
About 5 months.
5 months to shoot a picture?
No, not shooting altogether. About 10 weeks writing the story with Ben Heck. Then we shoot and then we cut.
Well, the result was worth all the trouble. I saw it last night.
Did you like it?
It was swell, simply swell. And that reminds me, Ernst, just between us, and I'll never tell a soul, what do you really think of polyandry?
Who's this Polly?
I mean, can a woman be in love with two men at the same time? That's what the picture's about, isn't it?
Yes, about.
Well, can she?
You see, I know nothing about women. And what I do know, I put in pictures.
In other words, if anyone wants an answer to that question, they have to go and see the picture.
Right.
You're not only an artist, but a good businessman.
Shall I take all that down?
Certainly, Evan. That's just what we want.
Take it all down, except that stuff about
polyandry.
Yes. You know, Adler, I think I changed my mind. I do not think I will do this interview at all. I get very nervous. I am a director, not an actor.
Oh, it'll be much easier, Mr. Lubitsch, when you have an audience out front as we do on Thursday evening.
An audience? You have an audience?
Oh, yes, a small audience.
No. I can't do it. Never. It's about 15 years since I faced an audience. Not since I was on a stage in Germany. If an audience is in, I am out.
But, Mr. Lubitsch, there are only about 1,500 people, you see.
1,500 people? Now, it's my of Cranberry Guns, also 9999.
What did you say, Mr. Lubitsch?
He said no.
Yes.
Yes, Mr.
No.
But we have already sent out publicity.
Mr. Valley, I will be interviewed over my dead body. Come, Adela.
Where are we going?
I think we go home now.
Once again, the story of our old friend Yuba, who played the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. His name was Yuba. He was homely, he was dumb, and so was Yuba. Just a big ambitious bum, he wouldn't do her. So much as chew a piece of gum, so this is news to me. I understand her. He's an overnight success, he's in demand her. Why, I never could have guessed. Well, he found a big bass tuba, then he bumped his way to Cuba, and the rest is history. Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, when he sapples, sell an apple, but the chap would rather grapple with his oompa, oompa, oompa. They prefer it to the booba-dooba-dooba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble. Well, all the rumba lovers go into their rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double fall without a bit of trouble. With his oompa, 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 he can knock 11 ladies for a rumba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a green horn. He blows a mean horn. A must-be-seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz. Royal Havana loves this funny-looking booba who plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every fiend and friend is jealous of his oompa, oompa, oompa. Oh, the buzz is a booba, booba, booba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's got a cotton constitution before he stopped a revolution with his oompa, oompa, oompa. Oh, it's better than the booba doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. The other night, Rudine is in a sort of coma. He crashed a party in a strictly private homer, where every saint and every sinner who was sitting down to dinner heard that oompa, oompa, oompa. While they all let out a wild and woolly whooper. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a green horn. He plays a mean horn. A must-be-seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz. He's a bigger man as Mr. Mussolini, and now they're calling him the Tuba Toscanini. He's getting roughly strong and hearty thanks to plenty good Bacardi with that oompa, oompa, oompa. Oh, he knocked the boopa, doopa, fala, doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. They love his oompa, 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 oompa.
Whoa!
Songwriters are pianists. It seems quite logical that in order to get not only the thread of the melody, but also a haunting harmony, one should have a smattering of knowledge of that instrument. Perhaps that is why a young Cleveland girl, Miss Sally Flock, was able to write this very interesting melody, to which her collaborator fitted a thought certainly in sympathy with the type of melody she conceived. The name of the song, Our Farewell, the arrangement by Elliot Jacoby. All the world's aglow when friendship started. Life seemed like a dream when I met you. But the world is dark when friends are parted. That's just how I felt the night we said adieu. We strolled by the sea, heard the sigh of each tree, felt they knew that it was our farewell. We gazed up on high, not a star in the sky, for the night knew it was our farewell. In parting you must know, wherever you may go, my friendship will be true. It's waiting here for you. The moon hid its face as a cloud took its place, for the night knew it was our farewell. Thank you.
arrival of Herr Ernst Lubitsch on these appreciative shores was almost coincident with the first Hollywood adventure of another celebrated European, an old friend of mine, Maurice Chevalier. The careers of the two gentlemen from the continent were merged for several years in a series of charming movies. While they're not exactly buddies right now, I'm sure that if Maurice were here, he would gladly sing for Ernst. In his absence, see how this will do.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be here tonight to sing for you a little song from one of my pictures. Yes, that Paramount picture. Paramount on Paragis. Maybe remember the scene. Near the end of the picture, in Technicolor. I'm dressed, how you call it, like a French policeman. Yes, the name of the song is All I Want Is Just One Girl. But I forgot. I'm not going to sing it tomorrow. Oh, no. I'm not going to sing it yesterday. I'm going to sing it right now. It's criminal how women will worry a man who lets them disturb all his slumber. I never could, no, never would follow the plan that there is more safety in numbers. All I want is just one girl, but I have to have one girl. I could use many more, even three or four, but one is enough. All I want is just one moon, though there is only one moon that is plenty for me, just as long as he is doing his stuff. All I want is just one word, that little word, yes, from a certain sweet someone I'm eager to press to my heart. All I want is just one kiss, but I have to have one kiss. Yes, all I want is one, all I want is one for a start. But all I want is one hug, but I have to have one hug. And I'm happy to state I'm a candidate for one wild caress. All I want is just one thrill, but I have to have one thrill. And I need the right mate to cooperate in this happiness. Do I have to let my heart keep flaming with heat? Do I have to use my lips for only to hit or to speak? All I want is just one girl, but I have to have one girl. If the nightingale could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd go to sleep my whole life through. For you brought a new kind of love to me. Oh, I know that you're the queen and I'm the slave. But still you will understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I'm only a man. I could work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry on to you. For you, bro.
You are listening to the Fleischmann's East Hour, directed by Rudy Valley, who presents Mayfield and Lean, Grace and Beatrice Saxon, Adela Roger St. John, Ernst Lubitsch, Gary Cooper, and Miriam Hopkins.
Our banjo-eyed comic, staunch supporter of the actor both in the movie and the stage field, outstanding among air, stage, and screen comics, Eddie Cantor is back in the radio fold. From his picture, which seemed to take ages to complete, Roman Scandals, two songs will vibrate on your ears before this program is finished.
This is one which Eddie sings somewhere in the story. We'll build a little home. Little stars, we can decorate the ceiling with an optimistic feeling. We can build a little home. Every single little dream is a shingle or a rafter. We can paint the house with laughter when we build a little home. Not a palace, nor a poorhouse, but the rent is absolutely free. This is my house, but it's your house, if you'll come and live with me. With a carpet on the floor, made of buttercups and clover, all our troubles will be over when we build a little home. The vogue of Lazy Bones seems to have started something in the songwriting field. Lazy Bones was followed by Pudd'nhead Jones, and now a third one in the same atmosphere and thought, So Shy. Even look your mammy in the eye, 'cause you went and stole a hunk of pumpkin pie. That's why you're shy. So shy. When you're eating watermelon on the sly, always taking brother's peas or chicken fry. That's why you're shy. You ain't gonna grow up into nothing, making eyes all over the place. Anybody who amounts to something always looks the world in the face. So shy, say you're sorry, cross your heart and hope to die. And I'll never, never tell your daddy why you're shy, you're shy. Mr. Al Siegel, who has played Svengali to a procession of notably successful hot rhythm trilbies, presents us tonight with his latest pupils, the Saxon sisters, Grace and Beatrice, intelligent students of the Heidi Ho. The Mrs. Saxon are a credit to their professor. Spotlight, please. In honor of our eminent guest from the coast, the girls have rechristened the song they are about to, shall we say, offer, the new title, Lubitsch's Touches.
That you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms.
This time is my time. Will soon be goodbye time. And in the moonlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss. Say nighty night.
Scandals again. Eddie Cantor's picture, which he's been the better part of 6 months making, and which should be a grand portrayal of Eddie's antics. The boys who wrote all the music for 42nd Street, Gold Diggers of 1933, and part of the music for Footlight Parade, have written 5 songs for this picture. This is the second on our program, a caution to all of us, male and female. Keep young and beautiful. Beautiful, it's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Don't fail to do your stuff with a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. If you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, offer here, offer there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, have a Marcel wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and if you want to be loved. many times I've told you that songwriters try wherever possible to write a song in keeping with the times, a particular event, place, or person. This time the song is supposedly in harmony with President Roosevelt's concept of a New Deal. And for the picture, Take a Chance, the writers wrote New Deal Rhythm. Now, a scene from the Paramount screen version of Noel Coward's play, Designed for Living, with dialogue by Ben Hecht. Our scene has been prepared and rehearsed under the personal supervision of Ernst Lubitsch, director of the picture. Our cast includes two of the three stars of the screenplay. May I present now the leading lady, Miss Miriam Hopkins. One of the two leading men in the picture, Designed for Living, Gary Cooper. The picture role assigned to Frederick March will be played tonight by a young actor from the Broadway stage. His work last season in the Pulitzer Prize play, Both Your Houses, has recently earned for him a picture contract. His name, Robert Shane. Designed for Living, a play about three people who love each other very much, with Miriam Hopkins, Gary Cooper, and Robert Shane.
Scene, the anything but luxurious studio of Tom Chalmers and George Curtis, Americans in Paris. Tom writes plays no one will produce. George paints pictures that no one will buy. Both of them are in love with Gilda Farrell, a fact which threatens to terminate their long comradeship. As our curtain rises, Tom and George are expecting Gilda, and a settlement of the question before the house, who gets the girl?
Well, what time is it now?
11:21 and a half.
Yes, she's late.
Yes, isn't she? You mind a personal question?
Not at all.
Are you pretty hard hit?
Well, that's none of your business. And you?
Likewise. And it's now 11:21 and a quarter.
Well, there she is.
It's probably a wrong number.
Yeah, answer it if you wish.
Go ahead, I trust you.
Well, thank you. Hello? Why, no, this is Tom. Well, yes, we're both here, waiting. Okay, we'll be here.
Gilda, I presume.
Well, none other. She'll be up directly. I just wanted to be sure we were both here.
Tom.
Well?
I wonder if she's worth it.
Well, I doubt it.
There's only one thing we know about her. She's full of deceit.
She's trying to hang it on both of us.
We shouldn't let her get away with it.
A troublemaker.
We ought to put our foot down.
You're right. We oughtn't to let her break it up.
I've been listening to those half-witted dramas of yours for 11 years.
Indeed. Well, I've grown cockeyed looking at those Humpty Dumpty pictures of yours.
And we should give up all this on account of a woman we met in a train?
Third class.
No woman's worth it.
Absolutely not.
We ignore her 50-50.
Fine.
Sacrifice helps an artist.
Exactly. The sorrows of life are the joys of art. You know, I don't think we ought to discuss her anymore.
Right.
If the occasion arises which requires our mentioning her at all, we will refer to her as Miss Farrell. It will make the whole thing more impersonal.
But I think we ought to be polite when she comes in.
Well, I'm going to assume a very nonchalant attitude. have you noticed that tailcoats with braided lapels worn in conjunction with a discreet satin stripe on the trousers are coming back for evening wear?
There's a great deal to be said in their favor.
It's her.
It's she. Don't forget. Nonchalant. Come in!
How do you do, George?
How do you do?
How do you do, Tom?
How do you do? Won't you sit down?
I'm so nervous. Couldn't we all be a little bit more nonchalant?
Well, have you noticed that the tailcoats with braided lapels worn in conjunction with the...
Shut up.
Thank you, George. I've come here to make a confession. A confession hard to make at 11 o'clock in the morning.
11:30, 4 3/4.
George.
Yes, please?
Sit down here.
Shall I leave the room?
Oh, no, Tom, please. George. Dear George. When I let you make love to me yesterday, I didn't tell you something. I didn't tell you that the day before, Tom and I had, did he tell you?
No.
Oh, thank you, Tommy.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Promise me, George, you won't start smashing furniture. I'm more than fond of Tommy.
I'm sorry, old man.
Quite all right.
Thank you.
Okay.
In other words, George,
I quite understand you love Tom.
Yes, but, Tom, when we were in the park, do you remember?
Very well.
I didn't tell you. That morning I made a date with George for the next evening in my apartment, and I didn't call it off, and I want to be truthful.
I see. In other words, you are very fond of George.
Oh, more than fond. A thing happened to me that usually happens to men. You see, a man can meet 2, 3, or even 4 women and fall in love with all of them. And then, by a process of interesting elimination, he's able sometimes, finally, to decide which he prefers. But a woman must decide purely on instinct. Guesswork, if she wants to be considered nice. It's quite all right for her to try on 100 hats before she picks out one,
yes,
but...
That's very fine. Which chapeau do you want, madame?
Both. You see, George... You're sort of like a ragged straw hat with a very soft lining. A little bit out of shape. Oh, very dashing to look at and very comfortable to wear. And you, Tom, chic, piquant, perched over one eye. Have to be watched on windy days. And both so becoming. Oh, I'm the most unhappy woman in the world.
Poor girl, she's in rather a tough spot.
Yes, it's a pitiful situation.
Well, if it'll make you happy, I'm willing to step out.
Now, never mind the grandstand gesture. I know how you'd step out, with a club. On the other hand, if you feel that you can't get along without her, why, wouldn't it be the first sacrifice I've made for you?
What sacrifice? What did you ever do for me? Look who's talking. Little Rollo. Why, you're the most self-centered, egotistical double-crosser I ever knew.
Now, there you have it. You hate him, he hates you, and you both end up by hating me. Oh, now, let's sit down, boys. Let's talk it over, you know, without any excitement. Now, from every angle, like a disarmament conference.
Well, we could toss a coin. Winner takes all. Loser joins the Foreign Legion.
I'm willing.
I'm not. George, there's no use pretending you could make me forget Tom. I'd miss him.
You would not, but for the sake of argument, okay.
And, Tom, if I went with you uphill and down dale, George would haunt me like a boogeyman.
True, very true, just like a boogeyman.
Yes, well, both of us might join the Foreign Legion. I could write a book about it. You know, somebody ought to.
I'll illustrate it lavishly.
Well, what about me?
Get thee to a nunnery.
No, thank you.
Well, then that's that.
All right, now no more clowning. Let's be systematic. There are 4 possible solutions. We've discarded 3.
Elucidate, please.
1, I choose Tom.
I object.
So do I. That's out. Two, I choose George.
I object.
Objection sustained. Three, you both run away. Well, I won't have it.
And four?
I choose you both.
What?
With one reservation. Oh. We forget sex.
Oh.
It's the only thing we can do now. I'm quite serious. Well?
Tom, what do you think?
Well, I think it can be worked out, providing...
Yes, you're right. Providing.
Now, we'll concentrate on work. Your work, my work doesn't count. Yes, I think you both have a great deal of talent, but too much ego. You spend one day working and a whole month bragging. Gentlemen, there are going to be a few changes. I'm going to jump up and down on your ego. I'm going to criticize your work with a baseball bat. I'm going to tell you every day how bad your stuff is until you get something good, and if it's good, I'm going to tell you it's rotten until you get something better. I'm going to be a mother of the arts.
Tut-tut. No sex.
Absolutely. No sex.
No. It's a gentleman's agreement.
It's a gentleman's agreement.
A gentleman's agreement.
Our good friend Billy Hill, the cowboy from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, who went west to learn how to write cowboy melodies, and whose last roundup is still the ace applause getter, has asked for lyric assistance in this composition, and he certainly got it. The song is a composite of Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, and When the Blue of the Night, the title, When the Leaves Turn to Silver. Pardon me if I correct myself. I find that the words are by Billy Hill. Before Walter Winchell does. When the leaves turn to silver neath the glow of the moon, I'll wait in the shadows for you. When the last flame of sunset lights the deep blue lagoon, I'll wait in the shadows for you. Let me drift in your arms down the river of love. Let me anchor my dreams till the dawn breaks above. When the leaves turn to silver and the long day is through, I'll wait in the shadows for you.
Thank you.
week, the Fleischman G-Star brings you another interesting cast headed by the Mills Brothers. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
Picture Take a Chance. Heat wave from Miss Thousand's Cheer. This is the National Broadcasting Company.